starts him in Tafnan Aleph, Dina Agalas Kalim. The Mechaber says, Kederos Shel Cheres, Shenishtamish Behem Chameitz Kol Hashana. If you have earthenware pots, which were used for Chameitz the entire year, Afilu Osam Sh'osam Behem Daisa Minikmachim, even those things which you make in them, Chameitz items, Meshav Shafan Heitev, you can just clean them out really well, being in Shalei Chameitz Nikar Behem, so that there's no Chameitz whatsoever on the walls. Umutar Lashosan Lachar Pesach, and then you'd be allowed to keep them until after Pesach to be able to use them. You just have to put it somewhere, hide it somewhere that you don't normally go, so that you won't come to use those pots on Pesach. But to keep them would be okay. The best thing is to put them in a room somewhere, lock it up. The poskim say that taping it would be okay. Anything that's a reminder for you not to use it if you come on to that place. But to put it in a fire, ain't a moalahem. This does not help. You cannot kosher a cheres pot. That's impossible. Even putting it in fire is not going to help. And therefore, the only thing that you can do with a cheres pot is to clean it out well and put it away for Pesach. But you would not be able to kosher it for Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that you don't, this is true about any pots that you don't want to use over Pesach. Even a metal pot, which you could do Haggalah on, you could kosher for Pesach if you don't want to keep it for Pesach. So then you could just clean it out well and put it away somewhere for Pesach so that you won't come to use it on Pesach. The whole point of this mechaber is that we're not concerned about the balua, the taste, the chametz that's in the walls of the earthenware pot or anything like that. As long as you clean out the pots well, you'd be allowed to put them away, and there will be no issue of chametz sh'avel av ha-pesach. And most poskim then say, you don't have to sell, when you sell your chametz, you don't have to say in the document that you're selling the balua, the chametz that's in the walls of your pots. That is not something which needs to be sold either. However, the Chazon Ish was no way to do that, but most poskim say that we don't do that. It sounds like it's only a problem if it was something that was used for ha-chametz, but if it was only used for cold, then you'd be allowed to even keep it over Pesach, and you could even use it. And that's what it does sound like from the poskim. However, the poskim say, Rav Asner says, that nowadays when kalim aren't so expensive, it's best to buy entirely new kalim for Pesach. Even koshering kalim for Pesach, he says, it's best not to do if you don't need to. It's always best to have another pot, a special Pesach pot, or anything specifically for Pesach, but for sure not to use kalim, which were used for chametz that were cold, to use for Pesach cold also is something that we would not recommend doing.